This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Domestic Cookery: Useful Recipes and Hints to Young Housekeepers, by Elizabeth E. Lee. The Source of Liberal Deeds is Wise Economy. Section 12. To Cure Bacon, Beef, Pork, Sausage, etc. To cure bacon: to 1,000 weight of pork, put 1 bushel of fine salt, 1.5 pounds of saltpeter, rolled fine and mixed with the salt. Rub this on the meat and pack it away in a tight hogshead. Let it lay for 6 weeks, then hang it up and smoke it with hickory wood every day for 2 weeks, and afterwards 2 or 3 times a week for a month. Then take it down and rub it all over with hickory ashes, which is an effectual remedy against the fly or skipper. If it is unusually warm at the time of salting your pork, more care is required to preserve it from taint. When it is cut up, if it seems warm, lay it on boards or on the bare ground till it is sufficiently cool for salting. Examine the meat tubs or casks frequently. If there is an appearance of mold, strew salt over it. If the weather has been very warm after packing, and on examining you should find evidence of its spoiling, lose no time in unpacking the meat. For a hogshead of hams and shoulders that are in this state, have 6 pounds of brown sugar, 3 pounds of salteris, mixed with 1/2 bushel of salt. Rub each piece with this, as you would pack it in the hogshead, which should be well washed and cleaned. Sprinkle a little coarse salt over each layer of pork, and also on the bottom of the hogshead. I have known this plan to save a large quantity of pork that would have been unfit for use if it had not been discovered and attended to in time. Some persons are crushed charcoal to purify their meat. Shoulders are more easily affected than hams, and if the weather is warm, the ribs should be cut out of the shoulders. Jowls also require particular care. Black pepper, about 1 pound to a hogshead, sprinkled on the meat before it is hung up to smoke, is valuable as a preservative where flies are troublesome. Have a large pepper box kept for this purpose, and dust every part that is exposed. Pepper is also good to put on beef before it is hung up to dry. Wash it off before cooking, and it does not injure the flavor. To pickle pork: take out all the ribs and cut it in pieces of about 3 pounds each. Pack it in a tight barrel and salt it well with coarse salt. Boil a very strong pickle made of coarse salt, and when it is cold, pour it over the meat, and put a weight on top. If you wish pork to keep, do not put saltpeter in it, as it injures the flavor. To cure hams and shoulders: to cure 500 weight of hams and shoulders, take 15 quarts of common salt, 1.5 pounds of saltpeter rolled fine, 1/2 pound of red pepper pods chopped fine, and 4 quarts of molasses. Mix them all together and rub the meat well. Pack it down, cover it close, and let it remain 6 weeks. Then hang it up and smoke it with green hickory wood for 3 weeks. If there is a damp smell of weather, it is best to make a fire in your meat house occasionally through the summer to keep the meat from molding. To make a pickle for chines: rub the chines with fine salt, and pack them in a tight barrel. Make a pickle of coarse salt strong enough to bear an egg, boil and skim it, and when nearly cold, pour it on. Let there be enough to cover them, and put a weight on the top. Chines are good smoked. It is best to make a separate pickle for the heads. Wash and scrape them. Cut off the ears and noses, and take out the eyes. The jowls may be packed and smoked with bacon. Sausage meat, etc., separate the tender parts of the meat from the rough and bony pieces, and chop each sort separately to 22 pounds of meat, 1/2 pound of salt, 3 heaped teaspoonfuls of sage, 3 of pepper, and 2 of thyme. If you have a box large enough to hold this quantity, sprinkle it over the meat before it is chopped, and it will be thoroughly mixed by the time that it is done. It is best to have a small piece fried to taste, and if it is not seasoned right, it can be altered. You should have some pieces of fat chopped in with the meat. The sage and thyme should be carefully dried, but not heated too much. Neither should it be hung up too near the fire, as it would spoil the flavor. Rub it through a wire sifter, and if that should not make it fine enough, pound it in a mortar or grind it in your pepper mill. The pepper should be ground and ready some days before it is needed, as the pork season in the country, while it lasts, one of the busiest in the year, everything should be prepared beforehand that you possibly can. It is a good plan to have plenty of bread and pies baked, and a quantity of apples stewed, vegetables washed and ready to cook, so that every member of the family that is able may devote herself to the work of putting away the meat which is of so much importance for the coming year. While some are cutting up the fat to render into lard, others may be employed in assorting the sausage meat and cutting it into small pieces for the chopping machine. By trimming off every part that can be spared, you can have 100 pounds of sausage from 1,200 weight of pork. And since the introduction of sausage choppers, a great deal more sausage is made than formerly by the old method. Clean a few of the maws and soak them in salt and water, and fill them with sausage meat. Sew them closed, and let them lay in pickle for 2 weeks and hang them up. And when your meat is smoked, let them have a few days' smoke. In this way, sausage will keep all summer, and is very nice when boiled down slowly for several hours, and eaten cold. The best fat to chop in with sausage is taken from the chines or backbones. To keep sausage for present use, put it in a small stone pan and pour melted lard over the top. For later in the season, make muslin bags that will hold about 3 pounds, with a loop sewed to hang them up by. Fill them with meat, tie them tight, and hang them in a cool, airy place. They will keep in this way till August. When you want to fry them, rip part of the seam, cut away as many slices as you want, tie off the bag, and hang it again. If you have a large quantity, a sausage chopper is a great convenience. Liver sausage takes 4 livers, with the lights and hearts, with 2 heads cleaned, and boil them with any scraps or skinny pieces you have. Skim the pot and take out the livers. When they are done, let the heads boil longer. When they are done, pick out the bones, and chop all together. Season with sage, thyme, sweet marjoram, salt and pepper, and put it in pans, and fry it as sausage. Bologna sausage. Chop 10 pounds of beef, with 2.5 pounds of the fat of fresh pork. Pound 1 ounce of mace and 1 of cloves, and mix in. Let it stand a day, then stuff it in large skins. Let them lay in brine 10 days, then hang them up to smoke a few days. They can be put in the same brine with beef or tongues. Hog's head cheese, take off the ears and noses of 4 heads, and pick out the eyes. Lay them in salt and water all night, then wash and put them on to boil. Take out the bones carefully, chop and season them well, and pack it in bowls. They will turn out whole and may be eaten cold with vinegar or fried as sausage. Pig's feet. Pig's feet should be well cleaned by dipping them in scalding water and scraping off the hairs, leaving them in weak salt and water 2 days, changing every day. If you wish to boil them for souse, they are now ready. But if the weather is cold, they will keep in this a month. They should be kept in a cold place, and if they are frozen, there is no danger of their spoiling. But if there comes a thaw, change the salt and water. Soak them in fresh water all night before you boil them. In this way, they are good to eat with pepper and vinegar while hot, or may be dipped in batter and fried once they are cold. To make souse. Boil the feet till the bones come out easily. Pick out all the large bones and pack them in a stone pan with pepper and salt. Cover it with vinegar, and they may be eaten cold or dipped in flour and fried. Another way is to pick out all the bones, season them with salt and pepper and sage, and warm them up as you want to use them. Pig's feet, after being boiled, are very nice stewed as terrapins. Make the gravy with butter and water, and they are nourishing food for delicate persons. Vessels for salting meat should be cleaned well after the meat is hung up, and set up boards in the cellar. If they do not smell sweet, they should be washed and soaked before meat is packed in them again. You should see the hoops are sound and they have covers that fit them. If taken care of in this way, they will last a number of years. Scrapple. Take 8 pounds of scraps of pork. They will not do for sausage. Boil it in 4 gallons of water, then tender, chop it fine, strain the liquor, and pour it back into the pot. Put in the meat, season it with sage, summer, savory, salt and pepper to taste. Stir in 1 quart of cornmeal. After simmering a few minutes, thicken it with buckwheat flour, very thick. It requires very little cooking after it is thickened, but must be stirred constantly. Dried beef. An experienced housekeeper has furnished the following methods for curing and drying beef, which will keep good for 2 years without being injured by must or fly, and is much admired. Have the rounds divided, leaving a piece of the sinew to hang up by. Laying the pieces in a tub of cold water for an hour, then rub each piece of beef that will weigh 15 or 20 pounds with a handful of brown sugar and tablespoon of saltpeter, pulverized, and a pint of fine salt. Sprinkle fine salt in the bottom of a clean, tight barrel and lay the pieces in. Strewing a little coarse salt between each piece, let it lay 2 days. Then make the brine in a clean tub with cold water and ground alum salt. Stir it well. It must be strong enough to bear an egg half up. Put in 1/2 pound of best brown sugar and 1 tablespoonful of saltpeter for each gallon of salt and water. Pour it over the beef and put a clean large stone on top of the meat to keep it under the pickle, which is very important. Put a cover on the barrel and examine it occasionally to see that the pickle does not leak, and if it should need more, add of the same strength. Let it stand 6 weeks, then hang it up for the smokehouse, and after it has drained, smoke it moderately for 10 days. It should then hang in a dry place before cooking. Let it soak for 24 hours. A piece then weighs 15 or 20 pounds should boil 2 hours, 1/2 the size 1 hour, and a small piece should soak 6 to 12 hours, according to size. Beef cured in this way will make a nice relish when thinly sliced and eaten cold for breakfast or tea, or put between slices of bread and butter for lunch. It will keep for several weeks, and persons of delicate stomachs can sometimes relish a thin slice eaten cold when they cannot retain hot or rich food. This recipe will answer for all parts of the beef to be boiled for the dinner table through the summer. To cure beef, make a pickle of 6 quarts of salt, 6 gallons of water, 1/2 pound of saltpeter and 3 of sugar, or 1/2 gallon of molasses. Pack the beef in a barrel with fine and coarse salt mixed. When the pickle is cold, pour it over. Put a weight on top, let it stay 2 weeks. When you can hang it up and smoke it, to boil through the summer or to boil the pickle over again, and leave it in till you want to use it. This is for 200 pounds. A new method of curing beef. Take 6 gallons of water, 9 pounds of salt, fine and coarse mixed, 3 pounds of sugar, 1 quart of molasses, 3 ounces of saltpeter, and 1 ounce of pearl ash or salaeratus. Boil and skim it well, and let it stand till entirely cold. When poured it on beef that has been sprinkled with salt for several days. You can boil of this beef from the brine all winter, or hang it up and smoke it with your bacon. To cure 12 tongues. Soak the tongues 1 hour in 1 tub of cold water to extract the blood, and cut off most of the root. Mix together 1/4 pound of saltpeter, finely powdered, 1 pound of brown sugar and 1 pint of salt. Rub the tongues with this and put them in a tight barrel. Then make a pickle that will bear an egg, which, poured over them, turn them every 3 days, and let them stay in the pickle 2 weeks. Then smoke them 2 days and hang them in a dry place. Boil and skim the pickle that the tongues have been in, and it will do for 1 round of beef. Pickle for 2 rounds of beef. Cut the rounds in a suitable shape for drying, mix together 2 pints of salt, 1 of molasses or 1 pound of sugar, and 1/2 pound of saltpeter. Rub them with this and pack them in a tight vessel. Make a pickle that will bear an egg, and pour it over. Put a weight on top and let it lay for 10 days. When take it out and smoke it 2 days, hang it up in a dry place. It will be fit to slice and broil in a week, or cut into very thin and stew or fry it with butter and cream. Legs of mutton may be salted as rounds of beef and will resemble venison when dried or chipped. In preparing pickle for any kind of meat, observe that 1 gallon of water will hold, in solution, 1/4 of salt and 2 ounces of saltpeter. To corn beef, pork, or mutton. Rub the meat well with salt and pack it in a tub. If the weather is warm, it will require a good deal of salt, but no saltpeter. To restore meat that has been kept too long. When meat has kept too long in summer, it may be improved by putting it in sour milk for several hours, or washing it in vinegar, if it's good, some hours before it is cooked. You must wash it well in cold water several times if it lays all night in sour milk, or salt and vinegar. It should be put in soak early in the morning in cold water. In very hot weather, when you have fresh meat, fowls or fish left at dinner, sprinkle them with strong vinegar, salt and pepper, and warm this up the next day, either as a fry or a stew. The vinegar will evaporate and not injure the taste. Cold rockfish is good, seasoned with salt, pepper, and vinegar, to use as a relish for breakfast or tea. To keep meat fresh. When persons live a distance from market and have no fresh meat but what they will kill, it is important to know how to keep it fresh. In winter, if it is hung up in an outhouse, it will keep very well for 6 weeks or more when it has once frozen. It is safe till a thaw comes on, then rub it with salt. In the summer, if you have an ice house, you can keep it without trouble. If rubbed with salt and pinned in a cloth, it will keep in the cellar 2 days, or by lowering it down your well attached to a rope, and change the cloth every other day. It will keep good 1 week in hot weather. To put up herring and shad. Those who put up their own fish should be careful to have the barrels tight and well cleaned. If the pickle leaks from them, they are liable to spoil. Scale the fish and wash them, as it will save much time when you are preparing them for cooking. Take out the gills but leave on the heads of herrings. The heads should be taken off the shad and split them down the back. Put a layer of fish, then a layer of ground loon salt. And after they are packed, put on a weight to keep them down. If herring are well cured, they will be good at the end of 2 years. To put up herring, according to the Harford mode. First, put the herring into the brine left from the curing bacon, or if you have none of that description, make a brine that will bear an egg, and let them remain in it 30 or 40 hours. Then, if for pickled herring, change them into new brine, which must also bear an egg, and head them up to keep. If for red herring, hang them up and smoke them thoroughly. A little saltpeter added to the brine is an improvement. It is better to take out the roe. End of section 12. To cure bacon, beef, pork, sausage, etc. This recording by Chris V.